Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Hayayimi Masachas Kitten Daf Nun Dalet. We are holding 12 lines from the top of the Amud Toshema. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, right in the middle of a sugya of Hezek She'en Iker. One approaches his friend's produce, makes it tamei, or makes it asur. It's a hezek she'en nikar. It's not a visible physical damage. It's more in the spiritual realms where it becomes affected. So, minat Torah, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and according to the general consensus of the Gemara, it's not considered a proper damage, which obligates the perpetrator. It's only a knas de rabbanon. Rabbanon penalizes his fellow for instigating this loss upon his friend's property. It's a knas de rabbanon, which obligates him to pay. Now, according to Rabbi Meir, when we speak about de rabbanons, isurum de rabbanons, or hezek de rabbanons, we apply a knas even to shaygig, even if he did it by accident, lest he be tempted to do it purposely and pretend that it was just an accident. On that, says the Gemara Toshma, we have a kasha on that principle, that when it comes to dinim midrabanan, the knas is applied even to a shaygig. Achal teruma tmeya. If a non-kayin actually ate truma belonging to a kayin, and it was tamei, truma tmeya, which the kohen, of course, cannot personally eat. Still, the halacha is, how does one compensate? How does one repay? Mishalem, chulin, tahirin. You see, when it comes to eating truma, b'shoigeg, the form of repayment is by way of actual, you know, produce. You don't pay money, you pay actual produce, which then, once received by the kohen, turns into truma. That's how it provides kapara, it atones for the violation. So even though he ate truma tzmeya, what does he pay? Chulin tahirin. He pays chulin, which is tahir. What happens if shileim chulin tzmein? Instead of paying chulin which are tahir, he paid chulin which are tamei. Mahu, what is the halacha? Amar sumchas mishum rab meir b'shoigig. If it was by accident, tashlum of tashlumin, it's a done deal, it's paid. But Mezir, he did it on purpose. Ein tashlum of tashlumin, he must repay. So we apply a knas. Now, over here, although min ha-Torah, it's considered a proper repayment, because as Rashi explains, you know, when one eats truma b'shegig, the chiv is to repay the volume. It's not value based; it's volume based. So even though he's giving him, you know, something which is tamei in return, min ha-Torah, it's a valid payment. Just the Chacham said you can't do that. You have to give him something proper, something edible. So therefore, we apply a knas, but only if it was on purpose. B'mezit. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. V'chacham, no, echad zev, echad zev, whether it was on purpose or by accident, tashlum of tashlum, although it's a valid payment min ha-Torah, but he has to pay again. V'chayzer, mishalim, chulin, tahirim. This time, do it right. Now, before we get into these shitas, Vavinuba, we had a very simple question on this brisa. What did he eat? Truma, which was tamei. What did he repay? Chulin, which was tamei. So we say, if it was b'mezid, if it was on purpose, amai ain't tashlum of tashlumin. It doesn't work, he has to repay. Tamei of bracha. So zayin get benched. If anything, he deserves a bracha, a blessing, because he's paying more than he consumed. How? What did he eat? He ate truma tzmeo, which is midi, something delechazile, we made to masa, which even the kohen cannot eat when he's tummy. He has to give it to his animal, use it as fuel. It's basically inedible, almost worthless to the kohen. That's what he took from the kohen. And what is he giving him back? Something much better. He's paying him chulin, although it's tummy, but it's chulin, which is tummy, which is still edible. At least when the kohen is tummy, he can eat that chulin tmein midi. He's giving him something the chazilei b'tmei tumasa, which he can consume when he's tummy. So if anything, he's giving him more than he got. What's wrong with that? V'amar Rav, and Rav answered. V'amar l'kadi, some say kadi answered. Chesur mechzer achiktani, the price is meant to be filled in as follows. We start with achal truma tmeya, the first case. It's just about worthless. And therefore we say, you can pay whatever you want. Mishalim kol dehu. You can pay chul and tmein as well. But, and this was what was missing in the brayse. Achal truma tahayra. If he ate proper truma b'shoigeg, then he must ensure that he pays back properly. Mishalim chul and tahayra. He should give chul and tahayra. That's the din d'rabban. Give him something functional. Shilem chulim tmein. But if he ate chulin, if he ate truma tahayra and he paid back chulin, which is tamei, ma, what is the halacha there? He was even the din the rabbanon. We apply a knas. Sumchas oimim mishur ameir. It was inadvertent. Bishoigig. Okay, done deal. Tashlum of tashlumen. But b'mezit, pay again. Ain't tashlum of tashlumen. We apply a knas only by mezit. V'chacham oimim echad zev echad zev. Whether it was bishoigig or mezit, although tashlum of tashlumen, technically what he paid is proper payment v'na toira, but he has to redo it. V'chayzer mishalm chulin toirin. He has to repay chulin toirin. V'amar v'ach, braid ravika. What's the machlekes about? How far to stretch the knas? How broad of a knas do we apply? Hacha bekansu shoigeg otu mezit ikim benayit. Machlekes, remain the chacham is, do we apply a knas even to shoigeg lest it lead to mezit? Do we do that or not? The remainder of savar loy kansu shoigeg otu mezit. Kotar, may we limit the knas to mezit? Even though it's isad rabbanon here. And we're under the impression that according to Rameh, when it comes to the Rabbanon, we try to reinforce it. We extend the Knas even to Shagi. That's going to be the Kash. V'chacham oimim kansu. Shagi got to Mezid, according to Rabbanon, we apply the Knas even to Shagi. So the question is, if we're dealing with an Issa de Rabbanon, why does Rameh limit the Knas to Mezid? Why doesn't he extend it to Shagi as well, like he did in our Sugi by, you know, Reuben approaching Shimon's product and making it aser, metame, medame, menasech, we apply the knas even to shoigeg. Says the Mahachi Hashta, how do you compare the two things? You know, in the case of medameya, menasech, he's up to no good. Good, he didn't realize it was his friend's, he thought it was his own. But he's up to no good. He's not trying to help anybody. So there we say, you know what, we make a knas even b'shoigeg. As opposed to the case of the truma repayment. After all, he has good intentions. He's trying to rectify what he did. And by mistake, he gave something tummy. How some gavra lishlumika machav, he's trying to repay for what he did. Anan nekum likin says, it makes sense for us to get up and penalize him. So here we leave him alone. If it was by accident, we leave it alone. And we're going to have three more rayas with the same type of answer. Toshma, here comes another kasha. Dam shenitma. Dam of a carbon, which becomes tummy. Now, Munat Torah, you can go sprinkle the dam on the Mizbech because it sits, the nameplate on the Kohen, its forehead addresses that, accommodates that. It makes the carbon okay. Amidirabbanan, you shouldn't go ahead and proceed with Zrika at this point. So, Dam Shinitma Vizarka, he did the Zrika in any case. It depends. Bishoigeg, if he did it Bishoigeg, Hurtza, everything's okay, the carbon could be eaten. But if he did it, but made it on purpose, he did it knowingly, well, he heard, so he can't eat the carbon. Now, this is the Rabbanon. And we're limiting the knas to just mezid. Why? Amalach Rameir will respond the same way as he did before. How could you compare? Hachi hashta, hasam gavr l'chipur, kamachavan. After all, what's he trying to do there? Trying to be machaper, bring the carbon. So by accident, he did the, you know, dam b'shoy b'tumah. Anan Nekim Nikon says, it makes sense for us to get up and to penalize him? Of course not. That's an exception. Tashma is another raya. The same question, the same answer. Hama'aser b'Shabbos, if one separates Maser on Shabbos, which he isn't meant to do because it looks like he's fixing it. B'shoigeg yoichal b'mezid lo yachal. If he did it b'mezid, he shouldn't be eating it. But that's it. We don't apply the knas to shoigeg. Same answer. Hashtag, could you compare? Ha, some gavra litakunika mechav. And he's trying to improve on the produce. He's trying to do a mitzvah, to do the truma, the maser. Anan, lekum, and nikum says it makes sense for us to penalize him. Tashma is another kasha. Amat b'keilim b'shabbos. If a person took a kli, which is tummy, and immersed it in a mikvah, which of course is not meant to be done on Shabbos, it looks like he's fixing the kli, looks like he's repairing the kli. If he did it b'shoigeg, okay, done is done. Yishtamash ben, he can use the kli. B'mezid, he did it knowingly, lo yishtamash ben, he can't use it. So the knas is limited only to mezid. Why? Achi ashto, same answer. How could you compare hasam gavra l'turi manikam achavin? This fellow is just trying to be matiris kelim, he's trying to do a good thing. Anan lekim, they can say, why would we penalize him? So bottom line is, according to our mayor, in terms of isuri derabanan, we apply a knas, even by shoygi, except where he's up to something good, he has good intentions, where we limit the knas only to mezid. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, now let's shift focus. Let's switch tracks. Rabbi Yehuda Shita was the other way around. An isadai raisa needs special chumrah, special reinforcement to keep you far away. And over there, when there's room to penalize, we apply the knas even to shaykik. But when it comes to merely isurah derabanan, we limit the knas to mezid. We're going to have a kasha on that as well. Verami, did Rabbi Yehuda, ad Rabbi Yehuda v'derabanan. We're going to find an inconsistency. We're going to find that Rabbi Yehuda elsewhere tells us that when it comes to an isurah derabanan, we apply the knas even to shaykik. The sanya naflu v'nispatsu. So we all know that minat Torah, chad betray bottle. You have an item of isur, gets mixed into two other items which are mutter. One falls into two, it's batel, it becomes mutter. But the Rabbanan tell us like this. When it's something chashuv, an example which is a goyze perech, Rashi says, some special walnut. In any case, because of its prominence, its chashivas, this specialty item is not batel. But that's only midrabbanan. It's not batel midrabbanan. So naflu, you have some of these special nuts that are orlo, that are asur, that get mixed into other nuts. At this point, we can't be mevatel. It's a davar chashav. V'nisbatsu. Now, when they're intact, when they're whole, they're chashav. But somebody drove over them with a steamroller, crushed them. V'nisbatsu. It loses its chashivas. It loses its uniqueness. Now it could be batel. Is it batel in this mix? Echad shoygig v'echad mezid lo yalu. Whether it was done on purpose or inadvertently, we don't allow the bittul to take place. We make a knas. He was mevatel the iser. Be yodai. It's not bottle. So Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that as well. Even if he did it by accident, inadvertently, and even though we're dealing with iser derabanan only, Rabbi Yehuda extends the knas even to shaygeg. That's going to be the kasha. But before we finish, let's just. Before we continue, let's just finish the brisa. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, well, it depends. B'shoigeg, if it was done by mistake, yalu, it can be bottle. B'mezid, layalu, b'mezid, we don't allow bittul. Okay, now let's go back to the kasha. V'ahacha, this is an example of isad rabbana. The midaraisa, chadetre bottle. In a Torah, one item gets mixed with another two, even if it's a very chashav item, it's bottle. V'rabbanu the gazer. Rabbanu were the ones who said that when something is unique and chashav, it doesn't allow for bittul. So even if he would have physically crushed the thing and mimavatl it, at most he was over an isad rabbanon. Vika konis rabbiudin, rabbiudin extends the knas, even the shaygeg. That's inconsistent with Rabbi Yehuda in the previous sugya. That by the rabbanon situations, we don't apply a knas to shaygeg. Answers the Gemara, here's an exception. Here there's reason to extend the knas even to shaygeg, for concern that it might be a mask, might be a disguise for mezid. Hasam, hainu tam der Rabbi Yehuda. You know why Rabbi Yehuda extends the knas even to shaygig? In that case, mishum da'asig le'rumi, he might pretend. He might fake and pretend that it was just a mistake, but really it was b'mezid. Now, all the achronim ask, well, that was actually the reason why at all we would extend the knas to shaygig. Shaygig or to mezid. Right? Because it might lead to mezid. It might be just pretending that it was a shaykh. It really was mezid. But up until now we say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't say that svara by the Rabbanans. So why would we say it specifically over here? It says the mitzvah is in a beautiful word, a beautiful cheshb. He says, you know, it's a huge difference. In the case of mitame, midameya, minasech, where he's actually harming his friend's items. So there's a svara to say, there's reason to believe that he's not doing it on purpose. Because if he gets caught, he's going to have to pay big. Why would he take the risk? Why would he do it on purpose and pretend it was just an accident? He might get caught and have to pay for it. So there's a svara, there's good reason to believe that he's really saying the truth. It was just a mistake. There's no reason to make a knas by shogeg otum nezid. But here it says the mitzvah eisen. He has nothing to lose. He has only one way to go up. Basically, his whole mix of nuts are now usr. Right? So he's thinking to himself, look, I have only to gain. I mean, his mind. Let me crack the nuts up, which activates the bittul. Now pretend that it was, you know, a mistake. At the worst case, they'll catch me planning it and doing it intentionally. What could happen? They'll make it knas and make it usr. It was already usr to begin with. I'm not going to lose anything. So he might make an attempt to pretend, to mask his intentions, do a mazid and pretend that it was shaggy. Therefore, over here, specifically over here, says Rabbi Yehuda, it makes sense to apply the knas, to penalize him, even when he did it b'shoigeg, because it could lead to mazit. It can provide a cover-up for mazit. Beautiful verb. Okay, one more piece. V'ramid Rabbi Yosi ad Rabbi Yosi. Now we're going to ask a kasha from one Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Yosi that we had a minute ago, who said that if he's mavatal Yisrael l'chatchila, if he actually facilitates the bittel, right, of the Yisr, if he did it b'mazit, we don't allow it to go through, it's not bottle. We're going to ask a kasha from that on a different Rabbi Yosi, who seems not to be concerned about a person who's mavatal Yisrael chatchila. We allow him to use it. V'ramid Rabbi Yosi ad Rabbi Yosi. This none. We have a Mishnah. Netiyah shel arlo, v'shel kolaya kerem shenis arva b'netiyas achiris. A farmer has, you know, many trees, but one of the young fruit trees happened to be arla, or became usher as a result of kolaya kerem. But he lost track of what's what. He lost his records. So now he has hundreds of, you know, saplings. One of them is asr. Harei zeh lo yilaked. He can't pick any because the natia is something choshev, has prominence, has uniqueness. It's not batel while it's still attached to the ground. So everything is asr on account of that natia shel arlo. Vim lika, but if he went and he picked the fruit, now the fruit is detached. It's no longer choshev. Doesn't have the same prominence. So now if he has a big bin, you know, 200 times as much heter as isr, we say it's bottled yalav echad masayim. It's one against 200. It's bottled. B'bashalay is kaven laket, provided he didn't intentionally do this. Even if he intentionally picked it, yalav echad masayim, you can be mevatel. What do you mean? He was mevatel isl chatchila. What happened to the knas? B'mezit. Hoytmar alo. We have a teretz. We have an explanation. Amar rav chazok. Ein adam oisirias karma b'netiyah aches. Chances are a farmer is careful. He keeps precise records of what's what. He doesn't want to run the risk of having one plant kill his whole farm. So typically he keeps records. So this situation where he lost it is an anomaly. It's something unusual. A person wouldn't allow his whole vineyard to be affected by one stray plant, an arlo klaya kerem. So chances are it's not something shchiach. And therefore we apply the general formula which says that, you know, chachamim don't make a gzeira in something which is uncommon. Right? We all know milsad le'shchicha le'gazer rabbonon. So although this fellow who's mevatel iser b'yodayim is deserving of a knatz, but this specific case with the one lost tree is something uncommon which doesn't warrant a gzeira. And let's just recap the sugya before we continue into the next sugya. When do we apply a knas? If he did it isr b'mezit. What about if he did it b'shoigeg? So according to Rabbi Meir, if it's an isr d'rabbanon, or a hezek d'rabbanon, we want to reinforce it, we apply it even by shoigeg. We have some exceptions. All these cases of tzvila, meiser, zrikas dam, tashlumei truma, he was meaning well. And therefore in that case, in those cases, we don't apply a knas by shoigeg. Rabbi Yehuda goes the other way. By d'oraisa, we apply a knas in all cases, to keep us away from Issa Daraisa. By the Rabbanon we do not, except for one example, which is the Mevatel Issa L'chatchila, where a person could be masking his true intention, and therefore we apply the Knas Yom B'Shegeg. And the Gemara concludes that according to Rabbi Yosi, in this case of the lost tree, something uncommon, we don't apply a Knas even by Mezid. Continues the Mishnah. Hakeihanam shepiglu b'migdash mezidin chayavim. The Kohen takes a carbon belonging to a Yisrael, and he does pigle. He has the wrong intentions, which disqualifies the carbon. If he did it purposely, he's chayev. He has to compensate the owner for the loss. Tana Rabbanu, we're going to the price. Haya Aise my Bataris. If one has a laborer, a worker, processing his crop, which is tar. The worker comes running to him. He says, 1 second, by the way, sorry. You know, Taharis I was dealing with became tummy. Is he believed? Or another example. A kohen was working on your carbon. He runs to the owner with bad news. You know, the carbon I did for you became pigle. He's believed Naaman. We trust him. But if the worker tells him about it, something he, you know, worked on last week, you know, those things became tummy then. I forgot to tell you, but you should know it's tummy. The same thing about the carbon. You know, the carbon I did for you yesterday became pigle. There's no trustworthiness there. Why? What's the difference between the two parts of the brice? In the first string of cases, we trust him, and not in the second. Amar Abaye, big difference. Kol shebi yadei neman. While he's actually, you know, being involved in the carbon or being involved in taharis, if he was lying, he could just do it now. So he has a nemanus. He's trusted. If he says, "Look, it's tummy, sorry," oh, it's pigle. As opposed to where it's days later, he no longer has access, so he doesn't have nemanus. Rav Amar, I'll tell you the difference. In the last cases, we're speaking, he's going to Ashkeche. He met the worker on Sunday. He didn't say boo. He didn't say a word about what happened. No story. A couple of days later, he meets him again, and suddenly he has a story to tell him. He tells him. Oh, that sounds a bit fishy. Sounds like he has an agenda. Perhaps he rubbed him the wrong way. He's trying to get back at him. Otherwise, why did he wait until today? So that's why he's not believed. Says the Gemara, Huda Amar Lechavrei. It was a story. Reuven turns to Shimon. He says, Tahari, Shosisim Chabiyim Pleini, Nitmu. You know, the Taharis that I dealt with for you last week became Tummy. Also, look at Rabbi Ami. So he comes to Rabbi Ami. Amar Le, he wants to know whether, you know, I can trust his worker. Amar Le, Shur Sadin Enenem. The truth is that, according to the letter of the law, your worker is not believed. Why? Because it's days later. He's no longer involved. He doesn't have the ability to access those fruits, and therefore he doesn't have nemanus. Amar lefan of Rabbi Asi, so Rabbi Asi challenged Rabbi Ami. He says, Rabbi, ato emer kain? You really believe so, that he's not believed? Hachi amar b'yechem shor b'yesi. B'yechem told us, the name of b'yesi. Ma esa, what can I do? Shatayr aminasi. Tayr believes a person when he speaks these types of things. Heichan aminasi, where do we find him? Amar b'yitzlach bar bisna, I'll give you the precedent in the Torah for this Ne'emanus. Kain Gadol b'Yom Kippur Mi'echiyach. Kain Gadol does the Avodah in Yom Kippur. So some Karbanis he does in full view of the audience, but some he does inside in the Heichal, in the Kadosh HaKadoshim, he brings the Dam of the Karbanis. The Chiyomar Pigel. Suppose the Kain comes out and says, Rabbi, say, I'm sorry, I made it Pigel. Remember, we believe him. Right? Pasuk says that Pigel is Pigel in all circumstances, even if nobody was watching him. How do we know that? In fact, it was Pigel. There's nobody there except for the Kohen Gadol. Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, nobody's around when he's doing the Avoida inside. So why would we trust him? How do we know it's Pigel? El Alav Mishunda Mehemet. Apparently the Kohen Gadol is believed. And this is even after the fact. We're going to see in a minute. So likewise, in our case, with the fellow who was doing the taharis, even after the fact, he's believed. Asks the Gemara, 1 second. I want to challenge your proof. V'dum with the shamini the pagel. Maybe we heard the Kohen Gadol saying, I am doing it, you know, with the wrong intention. He actually articulated. He verbalized his bad intentions. So we ourselves heard. We didn't have to believe him. Answers the Gemara, ilav de mehemen. But if not for the fact that he's believed, he himself was believed to say that he made a pigle. Avagav the shamani, even if we actually heard him say pigle, even then, avagav the shamani nami loy mehemen, he wouldn't be believed. Meaning, we wouldn't have to suspect that it's pigle. The duma lebasar hachik ama. Maybe he's faking. Maybe he already did the avoid. He did the shchit. He did the zrika. Now he's yelling pigle. Nobody's watching him, right? Nobody knows when he's saying it. Perhaps he's pretending. So the reason why we believe the Kohen Gadol is because we believe him. Nothing more, nothing less. Says the Gemara, no. Maybe somebody was peeking through the service entrance. of the Heichal, and he could see him doing it pigel as he's sprinkling the daf. So we don't have to rely on the Kohen Gadol's word. We saw it ourselves. So there's no raya from there to our halacha. So why is Rabbi Yechon proving from there? Otherwise, kasha, in fact, this is a kasha. We can't really prove. It's seemingly, we can't prove from there that a person's neman to say pigel or the taharas are tummy, unless he's actually, you know, physically being involved, and he's saying, look, this thing right here that I can make tummy if I want, I'm telling you, it's already tummy. Then he's believed. So as the mod was a story, Ahuda Asal Kamed Rabbi Ami. A scribe, a sefer, comes to Rabbi Ami, Amrle, he says, look, sorry to say, Sefer Torah Shekas Safti Leploini, you know, the Sefer Torah that I was commissioned to write, you know, for Shimon, I apologize, Askori Shelo, you know, the names of Hashem in the Sefer Torah, like a Saftim Lishmon, I didn't have the right intention, Lishem, you know, the shame of Hashem, and it's no good, I acknowledge. Amar Leisur, but Ami asks him, I have one question, Sefer Torah Biyadmi, who's in possession of the Sefer Torah? Do you still have it, or was it given over to the client? Amar Levi Adlekech was given over to the customer. Amar Leisur, but Ami tells him, look, guess what? You lost your salary, but the Sefer Torah is kasha. And Naman Atal Hafsid Schorcha. We accept your claim pertaining to you forfeiting your salary. But Vi'i Atal Naman Lahafsid Sefer Torah. But we don't trust you regarding the status of the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is kasha. Why? Because it's out of your hands. You no longer have control. You no longer have access to the Sefer Torah. You don't have Namanus. Regarding your salary, okay. Haidah's Baldin. A litigant that acknowledges, we accept his acknowledgement. That's it. Pertaining to Dini Imams. Chay Shemish, but yes. But Yere Deya, Kashas of Sefer Torah remains intact. Amali Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya responds to Rabbi Ami. Let's break this down. Nihi. The Hifsid Tzchar Azakaris. I understand full and well that he's undeserving of pay for writing the Shemus of Hashem, because he did them improperly. But what about the rest of his salary? Schar de Sefer Torah kulei mehifsid, why did he forfeit everything? The rest was written properly. Amos Rabbi Ami responds in, 100%, of course he loses. You know why? Shekol Sefer Torah. She'en askorei shaloi ksubos lishmon, ein yishav eklum. A Sefer Torah with improperly written Shemus Hashem is worthless. So of course he loses everything. No, says the Gemara. This is what we mean to ask. V'li aver alayo kulmus. Let him take his quill, his kulmus, and go over the names of Hashem and do it lishma. Give it another coat of ink. V'li kachem b'makadosh the names of Hashem. So basically what he means to ask is that it's not all lost. The names of Hashem can be fixed up. So why can't the Sefer at least get paid for the rest of the Sefer Torah? Come on, so who are we going like? Meaning, apparently we're not allowing this remedy. Named like Rabbi Yehuda? Do you mean to say we're not following Rabbi Yehuda? This none. As we find in the next Brisa, the Sanya, Rishayuk, Tzorech Lichtavis Hashem. Okay, a Sefer is writing a Sefer Torah. He's about to write Hashem's name. Vayidaber Hashem, Yudke Vavke. V'neskav Lichtav Yehuda. He mistakenly thinks that he's about to write Yehuda. So he's not being mechavim for Hashem Hashem. And as luck would have it, he has a good mazel. V'to v'lo yita by dalas. He left out the dalas, meaning he wrote yud kei vav kei. So he has the Shem Hashem without kavana. Can he fix that? Yeah. He gives it another coat of ink, l'shem Hashem, and it works. Ma'aver lov kumus u'makach. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Chamayim. No, ein Hashem and amupcher. That's not the proper way of doing it. It doesn't work. So apparently we're not going with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there's a way to fix up the Shem Hashem, which was not written the Shemon. I feel with him and Rabbi Yehuda, you know, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree in our case that it doesn't work. You know why? Atkan lakum Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda only allows it, you know, if it's just one off. Ela b'chada askari, missing one askari, you can, you know, fix it up. Avot the kuli sefer Torah lay, but if it's a recurring phenomenon over and over again, you can't add coats of ink all around the sefer Torah. B'shem the mixikim and number, it looks like it's a spotted sefer Torah. It's going to have this coat and that coat and this coat and that coat. It doesn't work. So therefore, this sefer Torah cannot be used. And this sefer forfeited his entire salary. We have another story. Ahuda Asal Kamed Rav Avo. This time the sefer approaches Rav Avo and he tells him, look, I want to confess. That I wrote for this and this person, Gvil and Shaloi, the actual parchments, Loi Ibadim Lishman, I did not process them with the intent of using them for the Sefer Torah. Basically, Sefer Torah is possible. Amalei Rabbi Vo responds, Sefer Torah biyad mi. Who's in possession of the Sefer Torah? You or the client? Amalei biyad lekeach. The client has it already. Amalei, he says, look, you trust it. Metoyech shato neman lahafsit. Secharcha. Since you're trusted, in terms of forfeiting your pay, ato neman lahafsit Sefer Torah. We believe you even regarding the status of the Sefer Torah. That's a chiddush. Even though the Sefer Torah is out of your hands, and that was a chiddush here, he's trying to bring out this point. Even though you're not holding it anymore, you're believed because if we believe you for the pay, we believe you for the kashas of the Sefer Torah. But why is this different than the previous case? Umayishno med Rabbi Ami, where we say no, he's not believed regarding the status of the Sefer Torah. Answers the Gemara. Hasam ikal emeimar toib de Rabbi Yirmiyah. You see over there, perhaps he's just making it up. He's pretending he's lying. He's thinking to himself, look, I want to give the guy trouble, so I'm going to pretend that the Sefer Torah wasn't written properly. The askaris were not written the Shemani. He's thinking, okay, I'll give up 10% of my pay because of the improperly written askaris. He's thinking that the rest of the Sefer Torah is still okay, like Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha. And you can still coat, fix up the Shemas Hashem, and the Sefer Torah is really still okay, and therefore he'll get paid for most of his job. So it's worth it for him. He'll take a pay cut just to taunt the client. So there, perhaps he's just making it up. It's not really true. As opposed to our case, where he's acknowledging with full force that the Sefer Torah is puzzled because of the parchment, and he's giving up his entire pay. If it wasn't true, he wouldn't say it. Since he's giving up his entire pay, still, he insists. He comes and tells us that it's possible. We have good reason to believe that he's speaking the truth, and we take his word for it. Okay, bottom line, let's just recap this Mishnah and Gemara. Mishnah says, Kayhanim, who did pigle, bemazed, have to pay. And we proceeded with the sugi of Ne'amanus. If the person is actually still handling the item, like the kohen holding onto the carbon, which he's still involved in, he can still do the zrika with pigle if he wishes to do so. So he has that biyadai, still accessing the item, so he's believed. Same thing with the worker, with the taharis. If he's still engaged with the item, he's neman regarding its status. And we had the two stories with the Sefer Torah. In both cases, he believed regarding his forfeiture of salary, but regarding the actual Sefer Torah itself, well, in the first case, we had a machlokes. In the second case, it rings of truth, and therefore he's believed regarding the status of the Sefer Torah as well. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.